This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's recent cold storage report showed record reductions of beef and pork, which means demand for the products remains high. At the other end of the spectrum, chicken stocks remain historically high. A MeetingPlace.com article says total beef in cold storage dropped 38 million pounds in March, the biggest drop since back in the 1970s. The 40 million pound drop in boneless frozen beef also set a record for the month of March. Pork also made historic drops. Bone and ham stocks dropped by 21 million pounds, the biggest drop in those supplies in 20 years. Overall, frozen pork supplies were down 10% compared to last year. Pork belly stocks were actually up 27% from last month, but still 68% lower than last year. And chicken stocks technically decreased 3% from last year, but Daily Livestock Report analyst Lynn Steiner says the stocks are still high relative to historical norms, which will be a factor limiting industry production and expansion. Turkey supplies were up 16% from March of last year, with the overall number of total frozen poultry supplies 2% higher than a year ago. Well, in another report related to food, a Farm Journal report says some consumers may still look at grocery store prices and think farmers are making a lot of money off the commodities they produce. A U.S. Department of Ag report says for every dollar that consumers spend on food, farmers and ranchers get approximately 17.4 cents. The remaining 82.6 cents of every dollar goes to things like marketing, processing, wholesaling, transportation, and retail. For example, for every pound of bacon purchased, the consumer spends $5.63 while the farmer earns 75 cents. Consumers will spend $3.99 for a pound of tomatoes, and the farmer earns 29 cents. For every pound of lettuce consumers buy, they'll spend $2.79 while the farmer earns a nickel. And the last example is an 18-ounce box of cereal will cost consumers $4.79, but the farmer only receives a nickel. Compared to the retail price of most products, farmers will often only make pennies on the dollar. The Food Dollar Series for the USDA's Economic Research Service measures annual spending by consumers on domestically produced food. Well, whether it's horses, trucks, tractors, or airplanes, where would agriculture be without transportation? Agriculture has evolved over the years, and so has the equipment we use. This weekend, the Lincoln Trail chapter of the American Truck Historical Society is hosting its fourth annual transportation show. And this morning, we'll hear a special report from WSMI's Randy Prangy and the Lincoln Trail chapter president, Bud Street.
On WSMI Radio, we're going to spend a few minutes talking with Bud Street of the Lincoln Trails chapter of the American Truck Historical Society. And Bud, you were kind enough to come out last year and talk about your annual transportation show, which comes up Saturday. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a transportation show that we're going to have exhibits of any form of transportation, no matter what it is, motorcycles, trucks, cars, whatever is transportation related, we welcome them to come out to it.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be anything on wheels, does it?
No, we had one fellow call and wanted to know if he could bring his horse, and I told him he sure could, just as long as he cleaned up the mess when he was done.
And is he going to be there?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I sure do.
How many folks do you usually have take part in your show?
Well, normally we have about 50 exhibitors. Some of them will bring three or four things. Last year we had an antique boat club that had 10 antique wooden boats they brought. We have several guys that have antique semi-trucks that they'll drive a semi and haul a couple antiques on the trailer. So it's hard to say just exactly how many, but it should be a real good show.
Let's talk a little bit, while I have you here, about the American Truck Historical Society. Explain a little bit about that.
American Truck Historical Society was formed years ago to help to preserve the industry, to preserve the trucking industry and the pioneers of the industry. And they was originally formed in Birmingham, Alabama. Since then, they've bought a location in Kansas City, Missouri, with a beautiful museum. And at this museum, everyone's welcome, and you can go there. Anything that is truck-related, pickup trucks, semi-trucks, whatever, or trucking companies, you can go through the library there. The archives is just fabulous. To go through everything, it'd probably take you 2 or 3 weeks to see everything. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And it's all about preserving the pioneers that built us where we are today in the trucking industry.
Do you also have at that museum, do you know, like say for instance, if like you've done this yourself, restore a truck, can they get the information they need to help in that restoration process there?
Yes, most everything that has ever been built, American Truck Historical Society Museum and their library will have all the information on that for parts numbers, for just about everything you need is there. In most cases, I'm sure there may be a case that they don't have, but it'd be very rare.
Yeah. Let's go back to your show coming up this weekend. When and where?
It's going to be Saturday from 10 to 3 at Niehaus Cycle Sales in Litchfield. We outgrew Lake Yeager. We was out there for 2 years. College the first year, Lake Yeager 2 years. We've outgrown that, and Brad Niehaus was kind enough to offer us to come out and accommodate us in every way he can. And so we accepted his offer. We're going to have vending wagons with food available. We're going to have a band for the people's enjoyment. And I think this will be a better location for the spectators.
Well, you'll be able to get a lot more people there than you have been able to in the past, won't you?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And once again, this will be Saturday. What time does it start?
10 a.m. It starts at 10, and we'll go till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Just come see us, folks, and see what we're about, and we'll have a membership drive should anyone be interested in joining our chapter. Niehaus, I'm sure, will have some of their vehicles on display also. They have a lot of nice older stuff and the newer stuff. And come out and have a good time. Bring the kids. It's something for everybody. When we put this transportation show together, we wanted it so we could accommodate the young, the old, whether you're male or female. So come see us. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Randy and Bud Street, for that report. And two more events are taking place this Saturday that I think you should know about. Number one, the Litchfield FFA chapter is hosting a plant sale from 9 a.m. to noon in the Ag Shop at the high school. And number two, the North Mac FFA chapter is hosting a plant sale from 8 a.m. to noon at the high school. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.